once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
It's a new week. We've got a new producer, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's get right to it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
We just let him back in every time we did something. And unfortunately, in the end, we just didn't have enough to hold on. Our best guy was out there in that situation, and he went after him, and they hit it, and we lost.
It's Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller following yesterday's season-ending loss for the Iowa Hawkeyes at the NCAA Baseball Regional in Houston, Texas. Welcome into the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. I'm Todd Bromelkamp. I'll give you three guesses who the other guy on the program is. If you guessed anybody other than Alex Kuhn, you'd be wrong, but we're at full strength after several weeks of muddling through associate producer after associate producer. Kyle Mann, sitting on the other side of the glass, joining the team full-time today. I know he was introduced a couple days ago here on our show, and they rolled him out on the gym class earlier today. Nothing like an appearance by Mike Halas to give you a baptism by fire on the job. We've got a great show coming up for you today. Dargan Southard, who covered the Iowa baseball team for the Iowa City Press-Citizen, and for the Gannett newspaper group, HawkCentral.com, they also own the Des Moines Register, does Gannett. He's going to be with us today at 5 o'clock to recap Iowa's NCAA regional run. Bill Landis from the Cleveland Plain Dealer is going to be on the program at 6:35 tonight, as well as major news in the Big Ten today. Ohio State parting ways with basketball coach Thad Matta on June 5th.
I was kind of shocked, actually, to see that there was going to be a joint press conference this morning with Gene Taylor, the athletic director at Ohio State, and basketball coach Thad Matta, because, Todd, you've been doing this long enough to know that when there's a press conference to discuss the future of a coach at an institution, nothing good really ever comes of that.
And when the coach is there, that's what kind of threw me for a loop, because usually when you get rid of a guy, he's not there with you. But exception to the rule there, we've got some interesting numbers on Thad Matta's time at Ohio State. I guess if you took a look from a distance, maybe you would say Thad Matta was overrated as a head coach. He will leave as the Big Ten's winningest coach percentage-wise. He's got a better career winning percentage than Bobby Knight. He's got a better career winning percentage in Big Ten play than Bo Ryan at Wisconsin. Very, very impressive. And the question now becomes, who does Ohio State turn to with not only Matta out of the picture, but it's June 5th. This is late in the game to be starting a coaching search. So automatically, you start wondering, guys who don't have a job right now, including maybe a former Big Ten basketball coach. Tom Crean is one of the biggest names out there. I wouldn't necessarily go that route if I were Ohio State, but we'll talk about that with Bill Landis coming up in hour number three. Your thoughts on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line are welcome, as well as on the phone line, 319-366-1600. We got a great prize for you today. More golf at the Amana Colonies Golf Course. We've got a round of golf for you, as well as a cart and even some range balls. We'll be giving those away all week long here on the program, so be listening for your chance to win. A little bit of news out of Iowa City today before we move along. The Hawkeye Athletic Department has named a new senior associate athletic director. He's Marcus Wilson, a former North Carolina football player who since 2013 has been an associate athletic director at Maryland. So he comes to the Hawkeyes from within the Big Ten.
I was going to say, I You said from North Carolina where he played football?
I believe he was a three-year letter winner at UNC.
Not to be confused with Marquise Williams, who was their quarterback a couple of years ago. So that threw me for a loop. But a new addition to the University of Iowa Athletic Department.
We've got a little NHL on tap tonight. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Penguins in Nashville to take on the Predators. Pittsburgh with that lead in the series. Last night's Game 2 of the NBA Finals, not exactly doing anything to get people excited about this series, at least those who weren't already. Golden State, a 132-113 winner over Cleveland as the series now shifts back to Cleveland. And lots of Major League Baseball news over the weekend. Lots of storylines. KGYMRadio.com is the place to go to vote in our poll question. What was the biggest MLB or what was the biggest baseball storyline of the weekend? And of course, this being KGYM, we give you four options, and the Cubs sweeping the Cardinals isn't one of them. Edinson Volquez throwing a no-hitter. The passing of Jimmy Pearsall, Albert Pujols hitting his 600th home run, or the Astros winning 10 in a row. BJ and Marion, do not run to the computer immediately to begin voting for the Astros winning their 10th in a row. But I have a feeling I know who BJ or what BJ will be voting for. Big thank you to Emil's Hideaway there on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot for sponsoring the poll question. Stop in and check them out. The Cubs, by the way, did sweep the Cardinals over the weekend.
Really?
And we're going to talk about that coming up at the bottom of the hour, including a monumental moment when John Lester actually threw to first base, and it worked. But I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much there. Let's go back to the Iowa baseball team, because we sort of buried the lead here coming out of the gate. A tremendous effort in Houston. And not only that, but there were a lot of people that were paying attention to the Iowa baseball program for the first time ever. And good on not only the Hawkeyes, but just fate in general for some rather interesting games. Every game Iowa played was intriguing. There were no blowouts. People were a little concerned when they saw what Houston did to Baylor in
that
second game.
Incredible.
And I thought you couldn't have drawn this or couldn't have scripted it any better for Rick Heller and the Iowa baseball program. And again, we're going to be talking with Dargan here today, but Rick will be on with us tomorrow, just giving him a little bit of a rest and making their way back from the regional. So we'll talk with Rick. Obviously, there are some questions about this Iowa baseball team because the MLB draft is next week and they're going to lose Jake Adams and they may lose some other guys who aren't necessarily seniors. But I think at this point, you know, if you're Jake Adams, 29 home runs, which is not only a new Iowa school record, but it's a new Big Ten record. And from a draft perspective, what are you doing to top that next year? You know, we talk about this in other sports all the time. It's no different in baseball. And I would have a feeling he's played himself into the top 10 round discussion. And the getting is good for Iowa's single season home run leader. And we've got a little bit of that home run that he hit the other night was fantastic. But here is Jake after last night's 7-5 loss to Houston, which ended Iowa's season at 39 wins, the fifth most in school history, by the way. Jake was asked after the game about the upcoming draft, and here are his thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting some calls here and there, and in the beginning of the year, I try not to think about it. I was getting a lot of calls, so I've been pushing them to my dad and to Coach Heller and everything. So there's some talk out there. When June 12th comes around and I end up getting picked up by a team, and depends what the money in the round, I may go play professional ball. But if not, I still have another year with a great coaching staff and a great team. So either way, I'll be set to go.
That's the words of a young man who is saying what he needs to say in order to give the appearance that coming back to school is an option for him. But if I am in Jake Adams' shoes, I leave. There's no question about it. You strike while the iron is hot, and I don't think anybody is going to besmirch him for that. But that ball that he hit, the home run in the eighth inning last night, was an absolute tattoo.
I was looking all over Twitter and looking all over the ethers of the internet to see if anybody had an estimated distance on that home run. All I know is that he hit it directly over the 375-foot sign in left center field, and I'm pretty sure that the ball went over the light tower out there in left center field.
And look, for me anyway, and maybe for some other people out there that are fans of the Chicago Cubs, I've always enjoyed him. I know there were some people who did not like Keith Moreland when he was doing the radio with Pat Hughes, but listening to Zonk do the games on ESPN3 over the weekend was kind of fun, because I enjoy Keith Moreland and some of his insights. And he said that, you know, you hear the term in baseball all the time, light tower power, and that was literally light tower power that Jake Adams showed the other night in the eighth inning. I don't want to get off on a tangent here about ESPN3, but you can't make this up. And the older that I get, I was sitting at lunch today, and I was near the cash register, and I heard an older woman, she was probably in her late 60s, maybe her early 70s, and she was having a hard time communicating with the person who was running the cash register as to her order and what she wanted. And the woman couldn't quite understand what she ordered or how to articulate it. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, God help me if I ever get old enough that I can't go into a restaurant and order food and understand the menu. And then it hit me that like 36 hours prior, I spent 45 minutes trying to get the ESPN3 broadcast off of my phone onto my TV. And then I tried to do it through my iPad, and I wanted to get it on the TV because I wanted to watch it on a decent-sized screen.
Right.
Okay, I'm not mega rich or anything. I don't have a 90-inch TV or anything like that at home, but I want to watch it on TV. I don't want to sit there and hold it in my hand. And so I've got this app and everything, and I'm trying to get it to broadcast onto the TV, and it's so simple, and I'm watching all these videos, and I am feeling so, so out of touch. And then, frustrated as hell, last night, okay, Iowa game's going to be on TV, no big deal. And of course, there's a 5.5-hour rain delay in Houston because they just got hammered. And I'm thinking, okay, what does this do to the TV schedule? Well, of course, it bumps the Hawkeyes back onto ESPN3. And I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to be able to watch this game. I'm just not going to put myself through, I would say, the horror of dealing with this. But let's face it. I mean, when there's real atrocities in the world, when you use that term for not being able to watch a game, that's a first world problem. And this has never happened to me before, okay? I turned on ESPN on my satellite package, and this message pops up in the corner that says, if you press the red button, it launches the ESPN app.
No way.
Yes. And so,
no.
So Saturday, I spent 45 minutes trying to get the game, and I finally gave up, and I watched it on my phone. And then last night, I just randomly get the option, well, if you hit the red button, it launches the ESPN app. And I go, it's not even on the TV. So, A, I'm sitting there watching this old woman try to order today at lunch. And I'm thinking, if I ever get to that point, take me out back Old Yeller style and put one in my head. And then it sort of gave me reason for self-reflection. I'm already there. I am 37 years old, and I can't operate my TV.
From what I've heard, though, there were a lot of people struggling to get the game on Saturday.
And they always do this with ESPN3, and then people always complain about it, too. And So my response to that is, look, I am thankful that we live in a world where ESPN3 is an option.
Because, me
too. Because I am old enough to remember when not every Iowa football game or every college football game was on TV or made available, let alone some non-conference basketball game that no one gives three flips about, okay? We live in a time in 2017 where if it's an athletic event, if it's a college athletic event, D1,
FCS chances, or higher, correct.
FCS or higher, chances are you can get it either on the internet or on some godforsaken 600-level satellite channel, which I have them all, and I don't know why. I pay for all of these channels, and I never watch any of them except for like the station that reruns Law & Order SVU all the time, because that's all I watch outside of the occasional cooking program and Cubs games. And so people complaining about that has always rubbed me the wrong way, because even 15, 20 years ago, you were lucky if all of the football games were on TV. And now, I think we've fallen victim to everything being at our touch of a fingertips, where if it's not and we have to work even the slightest amount to get something, it bothers us. But I'm sitting there Saturday, and I am following all the instructions, and I'm using this app, and I've got it figured, and I can't get, and it just frustrated me to no end, and so I had to watch the game on this tiny little phone that I've got, which isn't really all that tiny when you think about it. It is for a phone, not for a TV. And then yesterday, magic button pops up on the screen, and I'm thinking, I'm 37. What is this going to be like? What is the world going to be like for me 25, 30 years from now when I'm the one standing at the register trying to order the fish and more with no French fries?
I have some information that 2922 passed along.
On the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, yes.
Saying that many local places could not get the ESPN3 working, including 30 Hop, Sports Column, Buffalo Wild Wings, and I can attest to that because I was out on Saturday, and any place that I went had the Oregon State game on ESPNU, and they did not have the Iowa game on because they could not figure out how to get it on. But I do believe that they had it on at Coach's Corner Sports Pub.
Oh, I'm sure they did. 1260 on the text line, also a fan of Keith Moreland, a native Texan apparently on the text line. Zonk. What a tremendous player. He's also immortalized in another Cubs-related Steve Goodman song that's not named Go Cubs Go, a dying Cubs fan's last request, talking about Keith Moreland dropping a routine fly ball, but I digress. Very good player. It was difficult to watch, but I'm glad that people made the effort, and we'll talk with Rick tomorrow on the program. I'm sure he is going to be happy that Iowa gave them a showing, because if you go out of your way to watch an Iowa baseball game and you're just a casual Hawkeye fan and you want to hop on the bandwagon, and that's fine. I said this last week. I don't care. It's college baseball. Whatever is good for college baseball is good for me. If you hopped on the bandwagon, I'm not going to hold it against you. The last thing that you wanted to see was the Hawkeyes lose by 8 or 9 runs and not be in the games, and they were in every game. And we talked about this, what a tremendously tough regional it was going to be, which worked both ways. It worked in Iowa's favor because all of the teams, including Iowa, were good, but there were no pushovers. And then you get North Carolina on the other side of the bracket that gets eliminated, and Davidson comes out of that portion, and whoever winds up winning this is going to wind up hosting a super regional. And so yesterday, fans started, even though they've sort of conveniently ignored the reality that they'd have to reel off 3 wins in a row to do it, but fans started thinking about Dwayne Banks Field hosting a super regional, which is absolutely insane.
Mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling, yes. And then ultimately, Iowa winds up losing last night 7-5, but it was a fun run. It started with the Ohio State game a couple weeks ago before the Big Ten tournament even rolled around, and they kept the momentum going. And again, we'll talk with Rick coming up tomorrow on the program, but tremendous showing by the Iowa baseball program. And you, if you're Rick, you just hope that that carries over and maybe helps you on the recruiting trail, and it helps you with your fan base as well.
I don't think you could have, as fans or media members, asked for a better showing than they put forth in that regional. I thought that, obviously, you want to win the game. You want to win the games in front of you. But the way that team played in that first game, I know that there were a lot of people complaining about the umpires in that first game, but then that second game showed that it wasn't a fluke. They lost to Texas A&M. They were in that game against a team that won the regional, and then they came back again on Houston and made things difficult. They had their best relief pitcher on the mound in the top of the ninth inning to send it to the bottom of the ninth inning to give them a chance to win the game and give Houston a lot of credit because they got to Josh Marching, something that no team was able to do over the past 2 weeks. But for this program, it's a trend now because you look back at the way that they played in that regional a couple of years ago in Springfield. They gave Missouri State, who was one of the hottest teams in college baseball, a really good run for their money. And then you look what they did in the Big Ten tournament last year, and then you look what they did in the Big Ten tournament this year. And then now the way that they played in the regional, it seems like this team under Coach Rick Heller plays their best baseball in double elimination tournaments. And I think at this point we can safely say that it's a trend for this program, and you just hope that it continues.
We'll step aside, take a quick break, and when we come back, it's a Midwest One Bank Big Board update, but it's a Big Board update with a new wrinkle. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Great program for you today. Remember, coming up before 7 o'clock tonight, we've got a round of golf for you as well as a cart and some balls at the Amana Colonies Golf Course. That's going to be your chance to win with us all week long here. And a couple guests on the program tonight, including Bill Landis from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Someone on the text line is suggesting Ohio State hire one of its more famous alums. I don't think Bob Knight is going to be on the sidelines at Value City Arena anytime soon. But without any further ado, we welcome the newest member of the KGYM staff on board, Kyle Mann, our producer, who, as part of his contract, as part of his new working agreement here, he is taking over the Midwest One Bank Big Board update. So Midwest One Bank, with over 40 locations across the corridor, bringing you this Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Surprise news this afternoon is that Ohio State's Thad Matta has resigned as head basketball coach, and that's going to be effective immediately. Matta and the university have said it's a mutual split, and they just felt that the program needed a change right about now. The Iowa baseball team had its season come to a close late last night after a 7-5 loss to the Houston Cougars. Jake Adams hit a home run to tie it at 5 in the bottom of the 8th, but Houston scored 2 in the 9th and went on to win. The Hawkeyes finished the season 39-22, the 5th highest win total in the program's history, and Adams finished his season as the NCAA's home run leader with an Iowa and Big Ten record, 29. This was Iowa's 4th consecutive season with 30 or more wins, something the program hasn't done since 1985. Iowa also had some wrestling action over the weekend as Brandon Sorensen claimed a national title at the United World Wrestling University Nationals in Akron, Ohio, outscoring his opponents 58-6. Iowa State also sent 16 of its wrestlers to the event and saw 3 of them place. The Cedar Rapids Colonels had a good weekend as well, taking 2 of 3 from the Burlington Bees on the road, including an 11-6 victory on Sunday. Third baseman Travis Blankenhorn went 4-for-8 with 5 RBIs in the team's 2 wins. The Colonels are off today, traveling to Clinton. You can catch Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Penguins and Predators tonight in Nashville on all three KGYM frequencies. The Twins are off tonight, but begin a series against the Seattle Mariners, and you can hear that tomorrow on 107.5 FM.
Now, if you would have left the Twins off, you would have hit the post on your very first one.
Dang it.
I don't know how we can improve on that. We probably could somehow, but I see Ma Bell is on the other side of the glass. How are things there, Ma Bell? Always nice when she visits the studio. 319-366-1600. We're going to be talking about the Cubs and the Cardinals coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ma Bell giving me a good wave through the glass. Remember, deposit another 10 cents for three more minutes here on KGYM. Dargan Southard will join us today in hour number two. He was in Houston all weekend long with the Iowa baseball program as the Hawkeyes saw their season come to an end last night with a 7-5 loss. And like we were talking about, Josh Marshing was absolutely gassed at that point. But you go with your best relief pitcher, and that's what Rick Heller did. And no regrets there. We'll hear a little bit from Jake Adams and Rick coming up on the program as well today. Plus, it's the anniversary of a famous baseball game featuring the Chicago Cubs and someone that caught a foul ball at the game. We'll tell you a little bit about that coming up as well. But Cubs-Cardinals on the way. Big weekend sweep for Chicago. What does it mean, if anything? Alex Kuhn will discuss when we return after this. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service. Right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service, Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes.
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes.
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
ESPN News. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Ohio State fires basketball coach Thad Matta after 13 seasons. In the first 12 of those seasons, the Buckeyes won 20 games or more. Matta took the team to the Final Four twice, but missed the NCAA tournament the last two seasons. As the NBA Finals move to Cleveland for the next two games, the Warriors are now 14-0 in these playoffs. That's a new NBA record for consecutive playoff wins, and it ties the Penguins 14 in a row back in 1993 as the longest streak in the four major pro sports. Game 3 is Wednesday night. Every game of the finals is here on ESPN Radio and on ABC. Vikings coach Mike Zimmer is now medically cleared to return to work. Zimmer has been recovering from the 8th surgery on his right eye in the last 7 months. The Vikings are holding OTAs this week. 7-time NASCAR Cup champ Jimmy Johnson had a procedure today to remove skin cancer from his shoulder. Johnson won his 83rd career race Sunday at Delaware, his series-leading third win of the season.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Or can you? Right now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get 3 of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So, pass the salad, and stop and smell the rosemary. It's easy with 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs, 3 for just $12 now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th. Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
Looking good, Mr. King of the Hill, Mr. DXL Shopperman, Mr. Sharp Dressing, Confidence Oozing, Style Swaggering Fashion Stud. Looking good. All the brands you love, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. This Father's Day, give Dad the perfect fitting, move with you gift he can live in.
It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show on KGYM, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. We thank you for joining us no matter where you're at today. Maybe you're still stuck at work on an absolutely beautiful day. Imagine if you didn't get your yard work done over the weekend. You're going to have an opportunity to do so when you get home from work tonight. But what a tremendous stretch of weather we've got here. Of course, there's not a whole lot of rain in the forecast, so enjoy those green yards while you can, because the grass may be turning a little brown unless you do something about it. And we wouldn't want anybody to let the appearance of their house fall into disarray so that their neighbors would comment on it. That's not something that we would want. Welcome back in. Dargan Southard will join us coming up at the top of hour number two. He was in Houston over the weekend covering the Iowa baseball team for the Press Citizen in Iowa City, as well as the rest of HawkCentral.com. Bill Landis from the Cleveland Plain Dealer talks Thad Matta and more with us at 6:35 tonight. The surprise news coming today that Ohio State and former Iowa State AD Gene Smith we're going in a different direction, looking for a new men's basketball coach. Thad Matta, a tremendous run in Columbus. And who do they get? Well, the list of men that they are interested in hiring should not surprise anybody. It is total pie in the sky at this point, including Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics,
who's not
going to walk away from a number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And that team also holds the number one draft pick as well.
The number one pick this year, and then possibly the number one pick next year, depending on how bad the Brooklyn Nets are, because they'll have the Brooklyn Nets first round pick next year. So, no, I think that your assumption is pretty safe that Brad Stevens is probably going to stay in Boston.
A lot of other names on there. The list that was shared earlier today on social media by people who cover Ohio State. I don't know who they're going to get, but I know that they're not going to get Brad Stevens.
They'll ask, I'm sure.
There's no chance, in my opinion, but that news certainly shocked most of the Big Ten today. Thad Matta, originally the report was that he was going to coach this season and then step aside. His contract is up after next year, and those reports were obviously wrong. The Jeriask Investment Services text line available for you to chime in today, 319-366-1600. And Alex, perhaps fate has intervened here and saved you from hearing Tim McCarver on the Fox broadcast. I'm assuming you watched the games this weekend.
I watched until the sixth inning, so I just assumed the Cardinals swept the series, right? Is that what happened?
Well, there was a sweep at Wrigley Field, but it wasn't the Cardinals sweeping the Cubs. It was the other way around. We were at Coach's Corner on Friday for the 3-2 victory that started things, and then Saturday the Cubs wind up winning 5-3 on a grand slam by Kyle Schwarber, who was batting In the nine spot, Joe Maddon moving the lineup around. And look, a day after Schwarber gets pinch hit for with the bases loaded in the game on Friday, he comes up with the bases loaded on Saturday and winds up hitting a grand slam. And that was, we talked a lot about Ken Harrelson last week on the program. That was downright Hawk-esque, where the Cardinals television booth went silent for about 53 seconds following the grand slam.
And you bring up the Tim McCarver incident with John Lester on the mound.
Which I believe, was that the sixth inning?
It was.
Okay.
It was the sixth inning, and
John Lester has the yips, and I think a lot of people know that, but if they don't, the Cubs paid big money for John Lester to come over from Boston, and apparently, this still, to this day, I have to laugh at this. In a day and age where we know everything about everyone, where you can't walk across the street without it being on seven or eight surveillance and security cameras, the Cubs weren't really aware of the fact that John Lester couldn't throw to first base.
That is amazing.
So here we are on Saturday, and this has been a running occurrence every time that teams play the Cubs and Lester is on the mound. Guys get a huge lead at first base, but they still can't run on him very effectively because he is very quick to home. And then Wilson Contreras or Miguel Montero, whoever happens to be behind the plate, with Lester's delivery and their pop time to second base, it negates the extra step or two or three or four that these guys get at first base. It's not just the Cardinals that have struggled with this. But do we actually? Do
I
we
think
have this?
We have the
I had
audio.
This earlier today, we'll and then I. This is what happens when you put. I didn't want to overwhelm Kyle today on day number one, but I tried to go and get this, and I had it ready, and I think I forgot to save it and make sure that it went through, because this is the guy who for 45 minutes couldn't get his TV to work on Saturday. Now, someone on the text line says, I've got a Samsung phone and a Samsung TV, and bing, bang, boom. I have a Samsung phone. My TV is another manufacturer, and that was causing a little bit of an issue. But trust me, it's operator error on this one. So
let's give this a shot.
We got it one way or the other. This is Fox Sports Midwest on Saturday. Tim McCarver is in the booth with, who was he doing the game? It wasn't Jay Randall.
I think it was Dan McLaughlin.
Oh, Dan McLaughlin. Yeah, that's exactly who is in the booth with him. So Dan McLaughlin and Tim McCarver. And they're talking about Tommy Pham at first base with John Lester on the mound. Let's go to this highlight. Now, let's not go to that. That's terrible audio. We're not going to play that. Anyway, Pham is dancing off of first base, and McCarver basically says, oh, that's a trick. That step off, that's a trick. He's not going to throw over to first base. 3 seconds later, Lester throws over to first base and picks Tommy Pham off. And then McCarver says, that's all right. It was worth it.
Rule.
Explain to me what that meant. Oh, that's all right. It was worth it. Getting a runner picked off.
Tim McCarver has been part of, or at least in and out, as the color commentator for the St. Louis Cardinals, I believe, the last three seasons. And the rule of thumb is when he says something, usually the opposite happens. It is uncanny. I mean, this we're talking Skip Bayless level of incorrectness when he predicts something. His predictions go about as poorly as you can imagine. So
you're
when
telling
I see
me
this,
that Tim McCarver has also predicted the NBA Finals wrong six consecutive years in a row.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, but usually. If he predicts a slider low and away, a fastball up and in is coming. I mean, he is wrong all the time. So when I saw this, I just thought to myself, first of all, I bet Todd saw that. I bet Todd is going to be caught up on this.
I was watching, and I believe I may have Snapchatted that exact moment. Thank God for the DVR.
And then second, it was funny because that's probably not the worst prediction that he's made in the past three seasons.
Okay, so the question begs to be answered here. What, if anything, did we learn about these two teams over the weekend? Because I don't necessarily agree with the fact that the Cubs are healthy now that they got a three-game sweep of the Cardinals under their belt. And I don't think this means anything more to St. Louis than we already knew about that team coming into the series, which is it's not a great team this year. They're not terrible, but this is the second year in a row where the Cardinals are sort of playing opposite of their long-term identity. They're making fundamental mistakes. They're getting picked off first base with John Lester on the mound when he doesn't throw over to first base. They're making defensive miscues. Was Stephen Piscotty almost killed Paul DeJong the other day, sliding into him to make a catch. Just very un-Cardinal-like. So I'm not ready to sit here and say that the Cubs are completely out of the woods. And we want to hear from you, too, on the program today. 319-366-1600. We know we got a lot of Cub fans here in the area that want to chime in and give their opinions on the team. That's what this program is for. 366-1600. And Cardinal fans, you're welcome as well. This is sort of the inverse of the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. It's a big tent here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And speaking of Coach's Corner, we'll tell you a little bit about that coming up as well, because we're going to be back there on Friday for another KGYM road trip.
I think we learned that both of these teams are flawed and to a certain degree. And the Cubs made a lot of mistakes in that series. They just made less of them than the St. Louis Cardinals did. And I was watching that game on Saturday. And up until the point where Yadier Molina hit a home run to make it 3-1, leaving the sixth inning, I had tweeted, even with the Cardinals leading that game, that the Cardinals are just not very good. And I think that's a safe assessment at this point. This team is not very good. The starting pitching has been good. Adam Wainwright is reinventing himself. Carlos Martinez has been sharp. Lance Lynn has been fine. Michael Wacha had a rough outing last night, but he has been better than he was the past couple of seasons. But everything else is average and mostly below average. The fielding, and it's not just that they make errors, it's that they make mental errors. It's Jose Martinez and Paul DeJong not knowing who's going to field the ball and who's going to cover first base. It's the mental errors on the base paths, like a soft line drive to shortstop that somehow Johnny Peralta gets picked off between first and second because he doesn't know that you freeze on a soft line drive to short. They make completely ridiculous mistakes in the field, on the base paths. And I asked a guest of ours, I texted Jack Dom on Saturday, whose fault is this? Who do you tend to blame when you have a team that is so fundamentally unsound, that makes so many mistakes, that continuously shoots themselves in the foot the way that the Cardinals have for the past two seasons? And Jack said, well, if it happens for one season, it's on the players. If it happens for a season or more, then it's on the management and the manager. And so after hearing that, I kind of thought, well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe it is time for a change. Maybe it's time for a change in manager.
You are calling for Mike Matheny's head.
No, I hate doing that. But because, I mean, this team under Matheny has gone, after the Albert Pujols era, they still won the pennant in 2013. They went to the NLCS. They made three consecutive NLCSs. But it's not just the fact that this is a bad fielding team and a team that doesn't have a lot of range. It's like they're making mistakes that middle school teams make, that elementary school teams make, and it's just so incredibly difficult to watch. And maybe the way to get the team's attention is for a change at the top.
Cubs will be taking on the Marlins tonight at Wrigley Field. The Cardinals, I believe, have a series now with the Cincinnati Reds, correct?
Correct.
The Reds, who over the weekend, I know Scott Schebler had a shoulder injury. I haven't seen anything as to the severity of that. Hopefully it's not anything that's going to prevent him from being in the lineup long term there in Cincinnati. But life goes on for both of these teams. And life goes on, and so do we. That was the theme song to the television show Empty Nest on NBC. 4:50 here on a Monday. We'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle will be in the studio for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Dargan Southard is on the way in about 12 minutes. We'll talk Iowa baseball with him. And NBA Finals discussion on tap as well. Can Cleveland come back from a two-game deficit? All that more on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh, my. Oh, well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, well, that's not going to work.
Is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure. Okay,
duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM 106.3 FM in Iowa City, where we will be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in and join us at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub from 4 until 7. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Let's head to the phone lines really quick. 366-1600. We're going to bring Joel in Muscatine. He wants to talk Cubs cards. Joel, happy Monday. What's up?
So did I just hear Alex say fire a coach because players are making mistakes that Regina and Wilton won't make tonight at Iowa City Regina on the base paths? Seriously, fire a coach because grown men who make millions of dollars don't know the fundamentals? That's not the coach's fault. That's these guys who aren't paying attention to their craft anymore. That seems ridiculous to me and a significant knee-jerk reaction.
Well, that's what Alex said, and I think you're sticking by your – you're sticking to your guns on that, aren't you?
Yes. I when Jack Dom said that this was a managerial issue, that's when I thought it was time for a change.
Anything else tonight, Joel?
No, that's fair. That grinds my gears a little bit, but it's fine. You guys are still great. I'll still keep listening. Don't worry about me.
Joel, are you a Cardinals fan? I don't know if I've ever asked you this.
No, I'm not a baseball. I have no dog in the baseball.
Okay.
Fight.
You are sticking up.
I'm a pure baseball fan.
You are sticking up for your coaching brethren.
Yeah, and I grew up, my dad had a cup of coffee in the Yankee organization, so that was kind of who we rooted for as a kid. But, no baseball team. I just like to watch it played the right way. It's why I watch so much more college baseball than I do pro baseball. It just seems like it's a little bit more pure, more small ball, if you will. So,
and it is definitely that. College baseball is definitely small ball. We appreciate it, as always, Joel. Batting leadoff for us tonight. Normally, the spot in the batting lineup occupied by Sonny in Iowa City. Maybe you could say we're Joe Madden today, shuffling the lineup around. But it's really up to you to pick up the phone and join the conversation at 319-366-1600. And Kyle is back with us in the studio, and that can mean only one thing. It's time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
We got some surprise news this afternoon, being that Ohio State's Thad Mata has resigned as head basketball coach. That'll be effective immediately. Mata and the university have said it was a mutual split and the program just needed a change. The Iowa baseball team had its season come to a close late last night after a 7-5 loss to the Houston Cougars. Jake Adams hit a home run to tie it at 5 in the bottom of the 8th, but Houston scored 2 in the 9th and went on to win. The Hawkeyes finished the season 39-22, the 5th highest win total in the program's history, and Adams finished his season as the NCAA's home run leader, an Iowa and Big Ten record 29. This was Iowa's 4th consecutive season with 30 or more wins, something the program hasn't done since 1985. Iowa also had some wrestling action over the weekend as Brandon Sorensen claimed a national title at the United World Wrestling University Nationals in Akron, Ohio, outscoring his opponents 58-6. Iowa State also sent 16 of its wrestlers to the event and saw 3 of them place. The Cedar Rapids Colonels had a good weekend as well, taking 2 of 3 from the Burlington Bees on the road, including an 11-6 victory on Sunday. Third baseman Travis Blankenhorn went 4-for-8 with 5 RBIs in the team's 2 wins. The Colonels are off today, traveling to Clinton. You can catch Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Penguins and Predators tonight in Nashville on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
And Pens up 2-1 in that series, so nothing will be finished off tonight. But hold the catfish at Bridgestone Arena.
Didn't they throw one prior to the game? Because I saw Marc-Andre Fleury, who's the backup goaltender for the Pittsburgh Penguins, having to stick handle a catfish prior to the game, and it looked like it was in warm-ups.
This all started with the octopi at Joe Louis Arena back in the day with the Detroit Red Wings fans, and you give a mouse a cookie, they'll ask for a glass of milk. You allow someone to throw an octopus onto the ice, and it eventually evolves into throwing catfish onto the ice. But if I had a dollar for every story that I've read over the weekend from national writers talking about how much Nashville is so much fun because everybody there is embracing this team, I would be a very rich man. It seems
that
to
is a big time narrative,
the prevailing theory, and that may be the only thing Nashville has to hang its hat on when everything is said and done with this series. If they don't, I'd say start playing a little bit better, but they've played well. Pittsburgh has played better.
They have. I made the prediction on Friday that I think they're going to win both games at home at Bridgestone Arena. So if this series goes back to Pittsburgh at 2-2, all of a sudden things are looking completely different, and the series is locked up with Nashville knowing that they played pretty well in 2 of the 3 periods in both games in Pittsburgh.
Dargan Southard is going to join us next from the Iowa City Press-Citizen. He was covering the Iowa baseball team's NCAA regional run in Houston throughout the weekend. Hawks saw their season come to an end last night with a 7-5 loss to Houston. That is on the way on the Todd Brummelkamp Show after this.
Friends, we understand that Father's Day can be tricky. Should you take your dad out to a nice meal? Are you even supposed to get him a present? If you want to be a thoughtful, self-respecting member of society, the answer is yes. The only question is, where to find the right gift? Lucky for you, this